And now Iran has fired a number of missiles at positions that is of Daesh terrorists in Syria's Deir ez-Zor, inflicting heavy casualties on the Takfiri group. Have a look. Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps said several medium-range surface-to-surface missiles fired by its air force targeted Daesh fortifications from two western Iranian provinces. IRGC said large number of Daesh terrorists were killed in the attack. It added that weapons of the terror group were also destroyed. IRGC said missile strikes were in response to the recent Daesh-claimed terror attacks in Tehran, which left 18 people dead. And joining us out of Madison, Wisconsin, is Mr. Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert. Hello, Mr. Barrett. Thanks for rejoining us back on the program, sir. Now, your thoughts, please, on Iran stepping up its campaign against Daesh in Syria.
Well, this is a natural response to the terror attacks in Tehran. Those were extremely provocative, and obviously Iran was going to have to respond, and it seems that the response has been proportionate and reasonable, killing the mastermind of the attacks and now launching these strikes against Daesh. It will be, it's hard to see how the coalition, the coalition of the evil, that is the people who are trying to dominate the region from abroad and to continue the colonization, to continue the Zionist experiment in occupied Palestine, how these people are going to criticize Iran for doing this, because of course Daesh is officially the bogeyman here in the West, so we should be cheering for Iran as Iran attempts to eradicate this extremist and really embarrassing group that is the most extreme manifestation yet of the Wahhabi ideology that essentially is us against the whole world, this extreme violent persecution of everybody who thinks differently, which is real affront to Islam, and it's a destabilizing force in the region. So I think we're going to see the actual response of the West is probably going to be one of stepping back and not really having a whole lot to say. But Iran has been helping in the fight against Daesh. In fact, Iran has been the main force, Iran and its many allies and sort of independent actors who are loosely in agreement with Iran on this matter in the region have been the main fighters against Daesh, and then Russia stepped in and helped. The U.S. and its allies have been pretending to fight Daesh while secretly arming them, letting them escape every time a city falls. The U.S. could easily bomb them, and instead they just let them parade out of the city past the U.S. drones, no bombers called in. So we're not going to hear Washington actually criticizing Iran for this. How can they when they've convinced the American people that Daesh is the enemy? But we will be seeing all kinds of behind-the-scenes kinds of maneuvers, because ultimately Daesh is serving the interests of the Western imperialists and the Zionists.
And what's in it for Washington to keep criticizing Iran, blaming Iran for the instability we see in the region, when a lot of that Wahhabi ideology you just mentioned can be traced back to some of the U.S.'s very closest and most intimate allies they have in the Middle East?
Of course. The truth is that the U.S. is absolutely complicit in the creation of Daesh and al-Qaeda, and in promoting the whole extremist and narrow-minded sectarian Wahhabi ideology out of Saudi Arabia. The U.S., and before the U.S., Britain fostered this, encouraged it, armed it. It wouldn't even exist today if it hadn't been for the support from those colonial powers. They see that this extremist Wahhabi Takfiri ideology is a force against Islam. It's a force that can be used to destabilize Islam, to get Muslims fighting amongst each other, to get the Middle East in turmoil, so it won't ever unite and become strong and technologically advanced and then pose a real threat to Western world domination. So these groups are, in effect, Western mercenary groups. They really always have been. Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA and its allies and proxies in Saudi Arabia and some other countries to fight Russia during the Russian takeover of Afghanistan. And since then, the same groups, Al-Qaeda and its spin-offs, have been primarily fighting against Russia and other geostrategic adversaries of the U.S., now most recently, of course, Syria and now Iran. So these are really mercenary groups fighting on behalf of the U.S. and of Israel, which has largely taken over U.S. policy. And so they're a very useful enemy. They're a pretext for the U.S. getting involved anywhere it wants to. And then they're also a huge public relations force to use against Islam to make Islam look bad and to essentially justify this so-called war on terror, which is really a war on Islam.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Kevin Baird out of Madison, Wisconsin, author and Middle East expert.